It's Saturday night, the eve before Easter Sunday. Usually on Saturday nights like this, you try and get a good night's rest before putting on your best church behavior in the morning, hiding your inner wild child, silencing the slut that wants to come out so badly. But tonight, you're craving for something different. You're aching for a little action. So you, being rather unconventional, decide to hit up the nightclub that you go to every once in a blue moon. Outside, you look like everyone's pipe dream. Sleek, groomed, well put together in your flashiest, stylish outfit. But underneath, you're hiding a little secret that no one else can see. And that secret is a fluffy rabbit tail butt plug. You've had it in your drawer ever since last year when you got it. Even then, you haven't worn it before. But tonight's different. You came to the club with a visceral desire, a need that's hard to describe, until you see him. Yes, him. The long, tall, dark, handsome man in the back, standing in the shadows with his friends. They're laughing it up as they eye at all the biddies in their low-cut dresses, short skirts, and high-heel fuck-me shoes. You roll your eyes at first, scoffing at the spectacle of a group of men drooling and calling after those women who only want to be looked at, but never touched. But who exactly is wearing the rabbit tail butt plug underneath their clothes? You. And who's sitting there, biting their lip as they stare at those muscle-clad chocolate goodness of men trying to kiss up to every woman that comes their way? Oh, you, honey. You decide to gather up a little liquid courage to go after what you came for. Just an honest-to-goodness piece of chocolate. Or maybe more than that. There goes one shot of vodka, then two, and then three. Before you even finish the fourth shot, you put on your best elegant front, trying not to come off as some slosh slut that's desperate for a roll in the hay. But you're tipsy, and truly desperate for a fuck. You drunkenly but fluidly strut over to the boys with their drinks in their hands. You manage to stir up some small talk, maybe even crack a joke or two, before you pull him close to you as you whisper in his ear, "I want you and all of your friends to come with me to the back of the club for a little bit of a surprise." Now he's definitely intrigued by what that surprise may be. He motions to his friends to follow you as you lead them to one of the private rooms. The windows of that room are barely tinted, so there's a chance that someone may or may not see what kind of mischief you're planning on getting into with a group of sexy black studs. As they all collect together in the room, you close the door behind you. Strip yourself down to reveal that little secret hidden underneath that sleek outfit, the rabbit tail butt plug. Once you're naked, you decide to put on a show for your new friends. Slowly bending over, you wiggle your ass to show off your fluffy little tail, running your hands all over your body to get all the men going. God, you've never felt like this before, have you? You've never felt this kind of rush in your entire life. This wave of sexiness that washes over you as you feel the heat of every man's lustful glare. As you shake your ass, beckoning each and every one of them to come over and break off a little slutty piece of you. That feeling of horniness is almost too much to bear. So you sit down, spread eagle on the couch. Make a come-hither motion with your fingers as you slowly begin to touch yourself making all the men eager and rock hard as you slowly remove that cute little butt plug. They make their way over to you, pulling out what you've been waiting for all fucking night. Those big, meaty, throbbing black cocks. The sight of them makes you nervous at first, but then one man runs his chocolate tip against your lips, giving them a nice pre-cummy gloss. Oh, the taste of his pre-cum is like nectar of the gods to you. You hungrily lap it up, but once it touches your lips, from the corner of your eye, another ebony man is waiting patiently, stroking his dick as you watch as you take him in between your lips and suddenly down your throat. Whatever happened to just sucking him in your mouth? No, you haven't got time for that. You want him down your throat. You enthusiastically bob your head up and down, fucking his ebony rod with your eager, wanting mouth. The only sounds that are in that room are the collective moans of all the men stroking themselves. The man you're making hot, nasty love to with your mouth, and your whimpers as you're so desperate to make him groan out loud with each bob and each gluck you make as you wrap him up in your warm velvet wetness that is your tongue, your lips, and your throat. He suddenly pushes you away from his cock and tells you he has a better idea. You sigh in anticipation as he says for you to throw your legs back. You oblige, but have no idea that you could be so compliant. You've always been headstrong, always taking the lead. But now, you're at the mercy of these black studs, begging for each and every one of them to fill every hole you have. And you've never sounded so slutty before. But there you are, moaning and writhing on the couch, with your legs up in the air, channeling that inner porn star you've kept hidden for so long, as you whine and whimper, as you plead for them to come fuck you. All of a sudden, you feel that sudden thrust of one man's chocolate rod ramming in deep, hitting that spot straight away, making you arch your back and scream the sluttiest scream that's never before managed to escape your throat until now. The sensation of every inch sinking into you, the excruciating pleasure of feeling the tip going deeper and deeper and deeper. It just makes you want to keep moaning and whining like a whore on payday. That is, until another man shuts you up by thrusting his hard cock into your mouth, telling you to suck it like the black cock whore you are. Without hesitation, you do so as another man comes up to you and places your hand around his thick shaft, and yet another man taking your other hand to do the same. And now, here you are, stroking and sucking, licking and fucking all those big black monster cocks as you struggle to slur out, "That's enough." But your body language and the tone of your moan suggest that there's never enough. You truly want more. You slowly get addicted to the sensation of feeling full, feeling sexy, and getting pounded to a pulp like some of those porn stars you've watched almost every night, taking those juicy fat cocks you've dreamt of sucking and fucking. You crave the feeling of the room spinning as your sight begins blurring, the pleasure becomes too much, as your voices diminish to a raspy squeal as you notice the rush of hot, sticky cum flooding deep inside your sore, greedy hole. And then another coating your face. And then another filling your thirsty mouth, leaving you completely covered from head to toe in that white, delicious sticky warmth. You're collapsed on the couch, trying to process what just happened, as you lie there blissed out, dazed and dripping cum from each hole. After a while, you gather up that little ounce of sobriety you've left to get dressed, make your way out of the private room, out of the club, and back home to your cozy bed. Getting undressed again, you lie down on the made-up bed, spread eagle like you were at the club, fondling the creaminess of the souvenir each man has given you, recounting all those yummy moments of being pounded, getting throat-fucked, and showered in cum, thus bringing you to your last orgasm of the night. Naked, but feeling warm, you drift off into a deep sleep for the night, knowing full well that you've finally gotten what you ached for, to be stuffed full of chocolate like a true snow bunny.